I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The approaching anniversary of the September 11th attacks has prompted a lot of reflection here in the U.S. The attacks certainly left a scar in the lives of many Americans, and they changed our country forever in many ways. But the changes have been felt across the globe as well. Pakistan, for example, isn't the same country it was in late 2001. To get a personal view of how the country has changed in the past decade, reporter Habiba Nosheen visited with a Pakistani-American family living in Karachi. Here's her report.
My name is Shahnaz Ahmed. We are in Karachi, Pakistan. I came in 1983 from the United States, and it's almost 27 years.
Shahnaz is in her late 50s. She sits in her home in an affluent neighborhood of Karachi.
My name is Nasim Ahmed. I'm now 40.
Nasim Ahmed was only 14 when the family packed their bags and left for Pakistan. Shahnaz says they had hoped that the move would help ensure that children grew up knowing the Pakistani culture. But Shahnaz says life hasn't exactly been peaceful in Pakistan post 9/11.
Since about 5-6 years, it is extremely bad and is getting worse and worse day by day.
I'll never forget the day where I saw the clip of the second plane hitting the tower, and I just broke down and cried.
Those images, Nasim says, haunted him for a really long time. And ever since that day, he says, Pakistan just hasn't been the same.
Before 9/11, there was never a suicide bombing or any of these militia attacks, generally speaking. And on that basis, my father and I made this thing where we will not go to the mosque together. Because if something bad happens, we're pretty much the breadwinners and the core of the family.
Shahnaz says that the violence in Pakistan post 9/11 has affected not just how often she and her family leave the house, but also how Pakistanis view the United States.
Well, the general reaction of Pakistan was said, Americans have done it themselves. It's very unfortunate, the beliefs of the young generation, how much hatred they have for America. And even though if they have been given a chance, they would love to go to America. If you hate America so much, why do you want to go to America? They say, America hates Muslims. That's what they say. I tell them, no, it's not true.
Pakistani society is deeply divided on the issue of 9/11. Conspiracy theories permeate many aspects of the country, and the Ahmed family is no exception.
The Osama chapters, they don't consider it real. There was not so much proof in his death, so the average Pakistani believes that he is basically a made-up character and not a real terrorist.
Among the Pakistanis who think that the U.S. concocted 9/11 as an excuse for the so-called war on terror is Shahnaz's daughter, Nasita. She was 12 when the family moved to Pakistan.
I don't mind them standing at the borders, but just don't enter the door. Overall, the average Pakistani feel like countries like USA want to take over Pakistan. And some people are saying that the present government is like being bought out by the American forces.
Nasira's views have been the source of many heated debate in the family. In fact, brother and sister refuse to speak to me in the same room. Nasim admits that he's frustrated by the US's policy on Pakistan post 9/11. And he said so when he wrote to President Obama with some advice.
You got us around the Taliban, and you give them the ultimatum. Quit this nonsense, or we're going to take you out. There's no peace, no negotiation with people who stone women to death.
Back in the living room downstairs, Nasim's sister Nasita says, even as a U.S. citizen, she has no desires to move back to America, even as her life as a single mother has recently become more difficult.
You know, every day when I send my girl to school, I stop outside and I pray for at least 5 minutes that God, we feel like something is going to happen someday.
In Pakistan, there have been dozens of attacks over the past few years. But Nasira's mother Shahnaz says, if Pakistanis want their country to change, they've got to do it themselves.
I still think that Muslims have to change.
That's the actual answer. It's not the Americans who have to change.
Muslims have to change. What they are practicing is not really Islamic.
Pakistan has to make hard decisions, and these decisions are very important for its survival.
Nasim is also making some hard decisions of his own. After 26 years in Pakistan, The father of two now says he's planning to move back to California to keep his children safe, at least until Pakistan sorts itself out. For The World, I'm Habiba Nosheen, Karachi, Pakistan.